Okay, alright. So, it wasn't in the script, was it, today?
Well, I don't know. As most championships go, there's always some hiccups along the way. And I never assumed for a moment that we wouldn't drop points here and there. And there'll be ups and downs in, I think, probably two or three more weekends where, you know, it's our job next week to make sure that you know, we come away with something from EC, which is a very difficult game. This was looked on paper like a home banker, but credit to Welling. I thought they come and played very good football. I thought they deserved their win. No problems with that. They created a number of chances, and on their day could have scored more goals.
Were you surprised by their front two?
I don't think the front two, to be honest, caused us the problems. I think we had problems in midfield today, and I felt over the last probably two or three weeks, our midfield's not been. Our midfield looked a little leggy, and not been quite as sharp as I'd want it to be. And I think that was the case today. I thought they won too many second balls, and they looked very dangerous on the attack.
Because do you think there's now going to be more chances for Mark Saunders to play perhaps next week, perhaps to start next week?
Yeah, it'll be very much horses for courses, to be honest, because Welling are a very big physical side. So I'll have to look at the report that comes in and then pick a side, hopefully, to beat them. We picked a side that we thought could have unlocked them today, but I don't think we created enough chances today. The only real danger to them was the last 10 minutes when we were throwing the kitchen sink at them, and we really should have equalised. But, you know, overall I've got no complaints about the result, to be honest, and we've got to do what we've done all year after setbacks, and that's roll our sleeves up again and make sure, you know, the chest of any champions and the chest of any good team is coming back from a defeat, and we haven't had to do that for 18 games, and now we'll have to make sure that we do as we've done earlier in the season and bounce back.
In a bizarre way, you're looking forward to being away from home, really, with the pressure of playing the front of
No, not really. I didn't feel pressure for the players. I just think, you know, it's the fact we've got seven games to go is the pressure, and I don't think, you know, we'll go to Eastleigh and out-sing them and out-support them, but it's about what happened on that part that makes a difference, and today I just think we weren't quite on our game, especially in the midfield area.
What was the mood like in the dressing room?
I went in and thanked them, to be honest, for fantastic run, you know, an incredible run of, you know, one defeat in 19 games, and any manager that lambasts his troops for that would want to see a psychiatrist, really. It's always going to happen in football. You're always going to come unstuck at some stage, and it's important just to re-emphasise to them that the reason why they're 6 points clear at the top of the league is because up to this point we've been the best team in the league.
Because obviously losing seems like a new experience. I mean, you'd say it's a
new experience.
What I was going to say was, do you think that it's a relief? I know probably the wrong word to use, but a relief or...
I don't think so. I think, you know, we missed an opportunity today to have consolidated at the top, and that hurts at the minute. We have to lick our wounds and get back on with it. And I've told the players the same as I told them at the start of the season. If something's really worth winning, then it's very hard to win. And this league, like most leagues, is a very hard one to win. And it's going to be harder after the day's result.
Still in your own hands, obviously.
It certainly is, and as a manager, you couldn't ask for more than that. You know that when you're watching your players, that if they produce, then you'll be okay. And, you know, it's not coincidence that Welling stuck four past Hampton last week, and now they've taken 3 points off of us.
Talking of Welling, do you think it's too late for them?
I don't know. If you look at the points, they're a fair bit off the points, but sometimes there's always a runner on the rails that comes late in there, and they certainly look, especially in midfield, like they would give anybody problems. The three young lads at the back, I thought, done exceptionally well. And when the goalie has to do anything, he does it well, doesn't he? So they look good on the day, and I don't think they've got to play Hampton again, so it's unfortunate.
It's been Hampton. What was your view of their results?
Did they win 4-1?
They won 4-1.
That's a fantastic result for them. They've been feeling very down after losing to Welling. It will give them a boost because they'll think to themselves, yeah, Welling were a good side, they've just beaten us. And to spank Chelmsford 4-1 is never easy. You would just hope that Chelmsford get their act together prior to them playing together, playing each other again. We've both got some really difficult games, and it could go down to Hampton at Hampton, couldn't it?
Last one for me, but Kazibi, I'm trying to have a chat with Kazibi in a minute. How's he fitting in, and the plan today, I'm actually
Yeah, it's been difficult for him in as much as, he comes, he sat on the bench for most of the year he's probably thinking, right, he's come out of play some football. It's difficult for me to change that front pairing at the moment. I'd like to see Kebby have 90 minutes, I really would. That balancing act between, I'm not going to disturb everything just because you've lost one game. That's what we've done, we've lost one game. Some of the games we've won during that 18 match spell, we've played worse than we did today. So, we've got everything in perspective and say, it's been working for us all year, so we don't need to change too much.
Very good.
Okay, cheers.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers.